We're going to dedicate our Divrei Torah, Lilu Nishmat Yoad's grandfather, Moshe Bar Simcha, Lilu Nishmato, and we should hear Smachot. Shabbat Parshat Bo, tonight candlelighting is 4:55. Welcome to our special guests, Kibbutz Galiot. The beginning. If you were to ask a Jew in Mitzrayim in the weeks and months before Yitziat Mitzrayim, if they would think that they were writing the next chapter in Jewish history, that they were going to have a story to tell for the rest of history, they would probably laugh at you. And they would think to themselves, us, we're going to be a special generation. We're going to do something important. We're going to change the world. And I think it's very true. And that's one of the great messages of the parasha, that Moshe tells the people. It's not enough to just go through the experience of Yetziat Mitzrayim, but you have to tell the story. You have to tell the story. V'igadata l'bincha b'yomahu le'mor. As we read in the parasha, the story that we read in the Haggadah, that we have to tell the story every year, every generation, of what happened. There's a reason that we tell the story, not just because it's a mitzvah, not just because it's a story that impacts our lives each and every day, but because it's a story. Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the great symbols of Moshe Rabbeinu and the parshiyot that we're reading, we're going through, is the symbol of the mateh. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a very humble person, and really he didn't want the job. He tried every excuse in the book that he could come up with to not have to go and rescue the Jewish people and be the leader. I have a problem with my speech. I have a problem with my clarity. I have a problem. People aren't going to understand what I'm going to say. Who am I to be the leader? Send somebody else. There's more appropriate people. I'm just a shepherd boy. He comes up with every possible excuse. And Hashem says, Afal Pichain, you're going to go. But there's a moment in the story where Hashem says to him, Ma ze biyadecha? What is that in your hand? It's kind of a silly question. Everybody knows what was in Moshe's hand. It was a mateh, he was a shepherd. Of course, that was what was in his hand. And then Hashem says to him, throw it on the ground. See what it turns into. What does it turn into? Unbelievable. What's the question and what's the answer? So I heard a beautiful thought this morning that I wanted to share from a rabbi in Muncie, Rabbi Lichtenstein. He says as follows. So what Hashem was saying to Moshe, Mazeh biyadecha, is that you are looking at your staff, your mateh, in a very narrow way. You think that the staff, maybe it's to guide the sheep, maybe you could use it as a weapon. But do you ever imagine the infinite potential that's in that staff? That you could throw it on the ground and it can turn into something? That you can take that staff and lead an entire people and do makot? And do amazing nisim, and change the world, and change history? Do you believe that you have that inside of you? Mazeh biyadecha, what Hashem was really saying to Moshe, is not what's in your hand, what can you do with that stick, but what is the potential that you have inside of you that you haven't yet released into the world? And that's why Moshe has to become the leader. Because he has potential inside of him that he has to bring out into the world. He has a mission that he has to accomplish. Mazeh biyadecha. The truth is, that's the question that I think Hashem asks every single one of us. In a few weeks, we're going to read Parshat Shkalim. There's a very common question that everybody asks. You know, we're not allowed to count Jews. We say, Hoshiat Amecha, Varchat Alchatecha, and we count Jews with Psukim and Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz. We come up with all kinds of different ways to count for a minyan. You're not supposed to count. So what do? We give a chatzi shekel. Like that helps? We're still counting. Okay, so now we're counting coins. We're still counting Jews. How does it help? It's like a funny concept, right? So I heard a beautiful thought. Son of Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, said like this. He said, if you were to count Jews, you'd be very disappointed. Because you realize we're not that many. 0.000%, whatever, 2%. Of the world population, and they said there's more Muslims born every 2 months in the world than total Jews in the world. So we'd be very disappointed if we were counting Jews, one, 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 one. But when we count the coins, we're counting the contributions of the Jews. We're counting what Jews have done. What we've done, what we've impacted. The changes we've made in the lives of other people. We're not just counting the person. We're counting what they've done, what they've contributed. I think I've said it here before. I'll finish with the story. That's Mazeh B'Yadecha. Moshe Rabbeinu standing by the sneh. Hashem tells him, take off your shoes. Shal na'alecha mi'al ragacha ki yamakom asher atal medolav admat kodeshu. It's holy ground that you're standing upon. Holy ground. So the Rebbe was once talking to his student and he said to him, where is the holiest place in the world? And the student said, Kodesh Kodeshim, Yerushalayim. The Rebbe said, you're wrong. He said, what's the holiest time of the year? He said, Yom Kippur. He says, you're wrong. The Rebbe says, you're not correct. And he says, who's the holiest person in the world? He says, the Kohen Gadol. He says, you're wrong on all three. He says, the holiest place in the world is right here, where you're standing. Everywhere where you're standing is the holiest place in the world. The holiest time of the year is now, this moment. You don't have to wait. And the holiest person in the world is you. The holiest person in the world is you. You write your story. That's what Hashem tells the Jewish people in this week's parsha. They would have thought, we're going to be the nation to change history. We're going to have a story to tell. Children and grandchildren. Lo yu'uman. They would not have been able to have believed that. So we walk through our lives. We walk through our days. Wherever we are. Wherever we are in this world. Kemakom asher atem. Everybody here in this room. The place where we all stand. That's the holiest place. Let's go out and write our story. The next chapter in Jewish history, Shabbat Shalom.